So find a comfortable posture. Your spine straight. Drop your shoulders. And the feet can be flat on the floor. Or you can sit cross-legged. And let's begin first by arousing our most meaningful motivation for this practice. And an aspiration that we all share is to bring about a greater sense of sustainable well-being, both for ourselves and for others. And with this aspiration, let's settle our body, speech, and mind in their natural states. So this settling process is a process of non-doing, of release, of surrender. So I invite you to give yourselves permission to step out of the relentless doing mode, which is very much the default state for a lot of us, and for the 20 minutes of the session to drop into being. Allowing our body to settle in a state of ease, of stillness, of alertness. And we do so not by effort, not by doing anything, but by releasing all doing. Just being present with the body, present to all the sensations that occur within this space. And gradually we can experience a state of greater mental balance, a state where we are utterly relaxed, yet also awake and alert. So take a moment to note, without thinking about it, how it feels to have settled the body, relatively speaking, in the state of ease, of stillness, and of vigilance. We then settle the speech in a state of effortless silence, like a lute on which the strings are cut, as the metaphor goes. And again, we do so by allowing the breath to settle into its natural rhythm, effortlessly breathing in and out, relinquishing any sense of preference or control, not regulating the breath, but letting it flow unimpededly as the body needs to breathe right now. And with each out-breath, simply release any thoughts, any mental activities, memories, images that have come up in the meantime. So that with every out-breath, we deepen our sense of relaxation, of ease, calming the conceptual turbulence of the mind, soothing our nervous system. And then we settle the mind, allowing it to release any thoughts about the future or the past, any cares and concerns, any hopes or fears, desires and aversions. Let's give our mind a rest. Allowing your awareness to come to rest in the immediacy of the present moment. And this happens naturally. The less we busy our mind with thinking, the more we can become aware of being aware. And again, take a moment to note how that feels, to be aware of being aware. How does it feel to you? Connect with that experience. So this is how we settle the mind in a state of ease, of stillness, and of clarity. And from the stillness, from this state of relative mental balance, let's now embark on the main practice of shamatha focused on the mind. And for this practice, the advice is to keep the eyes open, resting your gaze vacantly in the space in front of you, without looking at any visual object, without even looking at the space itself. So to remind ourselves in this practice, the object of mindfulness is the space of the mind and whatever arises within that space. And the aim is to illuminate the movements of the mind from the vantage point of stillness without getting carried away by anything that occurs within the mind. So if you've done this practice before and you're experienced in this practice, I invite you to direct the flow of your mental awareness to the domain of the mind. This domain of experience where a variety of mental phenomena, mental experiences take place. But if you're new to this practice and unsure how to identify the referent, what we mean by the word mind, or mental domain. One helpful technique is to deliberately generate a mental event, as this will naturally occur within the space of the mind. So I invite you first to generate a mental image, and this could be anything at all, but let's choose something easy, something that we all know, a piece of fruit, maybe an apple, and bring that mental image of, let's say, the apple vividly to mind. See it in your mind's eye and hold it in awareness. And as you do so, avoid the temptation, resist the temptation to get carried away by thoughts about apples. Whether you need to buy some more, whether you like them or not, whether you'd like to eat one. So we observe the image of the apple as we would observe cloud formations in the sky. We watch that image arise, stay for a while, and then disperse. So if you're still holding the image of the apple, in your mind's eye, allow that image to now fade away back into the space of the mind from where it arose, and allow your awareness to come back to stillness, to the present moment. And now let's generate another type of mental event, a discursive thought. It doesn't really matter what kind of thought it is, it could be anything at all, because all thoughts occur in the space of the mind. But for the purpose of this meditation, let's generate the thought, it's the weekend. So bring this thought to mind word by word. But like before, let's refrain from thinking the thought, from getting carried away into an episode of mind wandering about weekends, about your plans, about any conceptual associations you have with the word weekend. So the task is simply to bear that thought in mind as a thought, as a mental event, and observe its nature. Its nature as a thought, free from any content. It's simply something that arises in the mind, abides for a while, and dissolves and fades away. And if it hasn't done so already, let that thought fade away, and once again, bring your mind back to stillness, awareness resting in its own place, at ease, still and clear. And now I invite you to generate a memory, maybe of a person. A person that you saw earlier or yesterday, a conversation you had recently, or some other experience you had recently. And allow this memory to come back to you, observing it as clearly as you can. If you found yourself getting carried away with that memory, reliving it, engaging with it, fusing with it, identifying with it, then your attention got derailed, your awareness has been set in motion and was lured away from its vantage point of stillness, chasing the memory of the past. So when you notice that this has happened, let your first impulse be to relax. Don't beat yourself up about it. Then release the effort of following and reliving the memory. And once you've released it, you can have another go at returning to the task of observing the movements of the mind from the stillness of your awareness. So let's bring this same memory to mind again. And now let's see if we can become aware of not only of the memory as an objective appearance, an appearance to our awareness, something we can look at, as it were, as if we were watching a movie, the movie of the mind, but to become aware of the feelings or emotions or any other mental states that color our awareness of this memory. So can you now direct your mindfulness, which means your ability to bear in mind something with which you're familiar, and your introspection, your reflexive awareness, can you direct these two faculties to observe the mode in which you experience the memory? So the focus now is not so much the appearance of the memory, but the mental state that colors how we experience the memory. So become aware of the feeling tone of this memory. Is it pleasant? Is it unpleasant? Is it neutral? Become aware of any emotions, any intentions, any desires that may be present. And now let this memory to fade into the space of the mind, and with it the feeling or emotion, desire or intention that were associated with the memory. And for the last few moments of this session, let go of all effort, all explorations, all movements and activities of the mind, and allow your awareness to settle back into its own place, relaxed, still, and clear. So in your own time, you can introduce some movement back into the body and return your awareness back to the room.